es tiempo para confundir el chango.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Jay Kogan is sitting in tonight. It's Tim Conway Jr. And as always, at 10 o'clock on Monday, we try and do it every week, but sometimes the scheduling doesn't allow us. Malibu Dan joins us. Nice to see you. And Sam Simon, how are you, sir?
Hey, Tim.
You know what? Look at you guys.
This is great, and I haven't seen you in a long time, Jay.
I'm just as pretty.
You are. You look great.
Thank you.
And it's really good to see you. And
nice to see you, Dan.
God, I always love seeing you, all right, Simon.
Sam Simon is he created The Simpsons
the money.
And Cheers and all kinds. He didn't create Cheers, but he worked on Cheers. Taxi, The Norm Show. What else? Tracy Ullman, everybody.
George Carlin
Show. I Love Lucy.
Right?
Yes.
Wow.
I
Don't
love
forget
Lucy.
About
My Three Sons, Green
Jeez
Acres.
What was
Christ.
The one in the gym?
Beverly Hillbillies.
What was the show that took place in the gym?
Shaping Up.
Wow. Really kicked ass.
I don't have
Shaping
Seriously, I'll tell
up.
You some other ones. Down and Out in Beverly Hills, the TV show.
Right.
I worked on the movie Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
That was better than this.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
This was with...
I don't have Shaping Up on DVD. Do you have Shaping Up on DVD?
No. Oh, I have... I think I probably have tapes.
Sibs? Will you help
Sibs?
The creation of
I
Sibs?
I did, but I'm trying to think of the... Like some of the...
Phenom?
Well, Phenom... I actually created a show that I never watched.
Wow.
That was Phenom.
It's like everything I've ever done.
Yeah.
All right, Malibu Dan, he is the monkey, and he is announcing a brand new job. I believe that he's going to another radio station. Is that correct?
I am. Yes, Tim. I'll be going to KLVE.
KLVE.
The rated number one station across the board in sunny Southern California.
In Spanish?
No. Go on Spanish, English, doesn't matter. It's
but
number
it is
one.
Spanish.
But they only broadcast in Spanish.
But it is the number one station in all of the
Southern California.
Right. Yeah, it is number one station in Southern California.
It's exciting.
All right,
for
congratulations.
Me. Thank
so
you.
Now, do you speak a lick of Spanish?
Only the important things.
Like?
Like cerveza, you know, uno más cerveza, por favor, you know. But like I said to you before, no. What's going to start happening, was that wrong?
No, go on. I think I know where this is going, and I just want to
like,
keep
I'll,
going.
I'll automatically bring up, you know, it'll be instinctual that I bring up certain twangs as I'm talking, you know, like,
right.
You know, oh, our
certain
morning
twangs.
Show. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, our morning show, Pee-Loween.
No one knows what you're saying.
Right. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Certain twangs?
Like twangs, you know. Inflections, sure.
Oh, inflections.
You know,
no.
Like Christina Aguilera, right? Stuff like that.
I don't know what you're saying.
Do they turn off the air conditioning in this place?
No, but they're going to be real turned off to you over there. All right, but it's Stump the Monkey, so in
it's
celebration...
It's muy caliente, isn't it?
In celebration of Malibu Dan going over to KLVE, which is a Spanish station, we thought we'd do Spanish Stump the Monkey.
Yes!
Stumpa Chungo.
I'll be fired before I even really start. That's great.
All right, if you have a simple term or a simple
question... Well, how simple?
Because
he speaks...
He's
Spanish.
Sam, you've not been disappointed in his stupidity.
I know.
Did
but
you
I,
just listen to him? He doesn't sound like he speaks Spanish.
You know what?
He doesn't speak much Spanish.
How do you say number one?
Numero uno.
All right. See, excellent.
Now, that would be a question.
Come on, my kid can say
how
that.
About this? How do you say number 20?
Oh, see, there we go.
How about 21?
Nah, see, I'm out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
but I think we're on the
okay,
subject.
So we're getting like we'll get the
the good stuff.
This might be bad for your new job.
No, I know. I was going to actually ask you.
You're going on
this guy
you're going on the numero 14 station.
you
don't speak the language on the
in your mini
numero uno station.
In your mini empire, you cannot find a position for me somewhere in there.
Okay, but
I told you.
But it's not just you know Spanish terms. You can ask about, or for instance, here's one. What is a popular singer that has come out of what was the group? Menudo.
Right.
There was a popular singer that came out of the group Menudo. You know who that is?
I know who Menudo is.
Right.
Well, sure.
Who is the popular American who sang an English song that was very popular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is his dad a singer as well?
I don't know what his dad's career is.
Well, before I make a complete A of myself, can we get some money on this?
Yeah, I'll put money on this one. We need a pen.
Okay, we'll get here. Here's the pen. All right, it's going to be $100.
Oh, I got it.
All right, no, Danny, you stay up here and you get the question. Okay.
Right. You know, the stack of cash that Sam's bringing in sure is getting light.
All right, and you get $100 for every question you get right.
I almost didn't bring it this week,
minus 50 for every question you get wrong.
No, it's got to be 100 and 100 for trying this.
Okay, 100 and 100.
Okay.
100 for a right one, 100 for a wrong one. All right?
You can't help him Like, you can't, Jay, you've never heard that. You can't, like, spell out the whole answer except for one letter.
I have not spelled out anything. I know the answer to this.
Okay. All right. Well, sometimes I get a little
Malibu
testy.
Dan.
Yeah.
You know, you think I'm really paying for airtime.
Sam, I know okay. you well
What's
enough.
The answer
well, so
to
let's
that
do
question?
This one.
What's the okay. answer to the question?
I don't even remember the question.
A singer?
Ooh, wait. For you don't want to go for $100 if he remembers the question?
That's good. Oh, yeah. Sammy hates it.
Okay,
when
wait a minute. How about this, Sam? $100 if he can remember what the question was.
I don't know about that, but you can't ask the questions again in 10 minutes and he'll still miss them.
Right. No, I know we're fine. We know the rules, Sammy.
What is the question?
Don't ask him what the question is. But how about $100 on what question I asked him?
That's what I mean.
I don't think you'll get it.
Okay.
Okay, Danny, what was the question I asked you 2 minutes ago?
Well, come on, you can't reconstruct.
We're just
your
diving
whole...
into this so quickly.
What was the question
tonight?
I asked
can't
you.
Even.
It's like an out of control wow. roller coaster. Speed. Some questions I ask every week, and he misses.
Right.
I'm still in front of you. I'm still here. You know, it's like, I got my back's not even turned towards you.
No, I mean,
well, you know up. What? Menudo. Who came out of Menudo? That was that.
Boom, you got
it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you got it. You got the question.
I got it.
All right, now you
sometimes
got
it. Clicks in.
All right, so you're up $100. Now you got to come up with the answer, and you get $100.
I wouldn't know if I would have given him that, but that's okay.
All right, $100.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. You'll get your $100 back in 2 seconds. I want to say Enrique Iglesias.
Everybody wants to say Enrique Iglesias.
Well, that's your answer.
That's his
answer. Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's my answer. I don't know. Yeah. Menudo. Well, who the hell knows who Menudo is?
Unless your answer is that a thing you don't want to say.
No. That's not your answer.
Where's the buzzer?
Jay, right. Look at me like I should know this.
You should know this.
I've never even heard of a Menudo song.
Let me just ask you this question.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the song La Vida Loca?
Oh, yes.
Who sings this for $100?
Okay, you always told me to slow down, Sam. I know the first name.
Oh, what's the first name?
It's Ricky.
Okay.
All right.
But you know what? The last name's killing me here. I want...
It's a very complicated thing.
Well, you know, it's complicated when you don't, you know, it's
sure,
like,
when you don't know it.
Right.
When you don't know the answer.
But there's
at
only
all.
A limited number of names in the world. Just guess one.
I want to say, I hate to say it, I want to say Ricky Filiar.
Filiar.
Who is great singer.
Very close.
All right.
It's Ricky Martin.
Ricky How Martin. Do you
know he's one of those fools that have two first names. Those are the worst.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Any
Martin,
question when it has to do with either Spanish or Mexican heritage or even Mexican food.
I love food.
Or Spanish terms. Anything when it comes to you know, the Spanish language.
Sure.
It is Stump the Monkey.
How do you say that in Spanish? How do you say monkey?
Is it Stump Chongo?
Oh, wait. I know because of Dora the Explorer. Isn't it saying boot?
It's Stump El Chango.
El Chango.
El Chango?
Yeah, is Chango a monkey? Is that right? Okay.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Chango.
All right, hit me hard.
You remember Chango from the Banana Splits,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. All right, the monkey. All right, here we go. All right, here's one. Tell me the difference between a... A flauta and a taquito.
A flauta?
And a taquito. Be,
well, a taquito is hard, and a flauta is soft.
No, that's not true.
But no, it is.
Chango is stupid.
Oh, I will come in there through that double pane window, and I'll ring.
Well, that he just God bless proved you. That he speaks Spanish. He got mad at the insulting.
Sure. Well, I've been hearing it for 12 years.
You're down 200 Malibu.
But wait a minute. But why? What is the difference? One's round, one's flat.
Isn't one fried?
Well, one is fried. A flauto is. I'm not sure if it's fried or not, but it's always bigger. Than a taquito. Taquito is rolled like beef or chicken.
And a flauta is...
A flauta involves, there's vegetables involved, and I'm not sure if it's fried or not.
Okay, can I ask, is a flauta flat?
No, they're both round.
They are?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, very good. I lost it. You can have your $100 back.
Que estúpido.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, but it's sort of a trick question. It could be
So do you have to take the $100 away from me? You have so many hundreds.
All right. The length is also the difference in the taquito, and I guess we'd have given you that.
The length?
If you'd have said length.
Yeah. What's longer?
Ooh, that's a good question for you.
I don't know. Great.
I guess. No, this happens to me.
Jay.
What?
Flauta
is longer, yes. But they're both fried. Taquito's
yeah,
fried.
Yeah, flauta is longer. Yes. Than a taquito.
A flauta is longer.
Right. Okay.
Flauta is
okay.
longer.
Okay. All right. Let's take some questions.
Said any reasonable.
Yeah, we didn't give him almost anything.
About food, you would have gotten it. What did you answer?
They're fried.
I can't even remember.
He said one is hard. One's hard.
One's hard, no one's not. All right, Scott in Temecula, you're on with Stump the Monkey. You're on with Malibu Dan. What do you got?
Hola, amigos.
Hey.
Hola.
Stump the Monkey, what does La Cuenta por favor mean?
Oh, La Cuenta por favor?
He knows that.
La Cuenta? Who knows La Cuenta? I know La Quinta, which great golf course in Palm Springs.
What is por favor?
Right away.
So you got that part.
Por favor.
Por favor.
Right away.
Okay. See, that's why I'm saying we can make this even simpler.
Well, where's the buzzer?
I mean, port of...
Qué estúpido.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a buzzer.
What's La Cuenta? Let's get to the definition of La Cuenta.
La Cuenta. La Cuenta.
The question was.
La Cuenta is...
he thinks it means golf course and quickly.
Jesus.
No, does it mean food? Is La Cuenta food?
No.
Okay. What is it?
Well, let's back up here and tackle por favor.
Well, simplest thing there is.
I know,
is.
It's like, please give me. It's a plea. It's like...
Okay, right? But that's not what you said before.
That's not what you said right away.
Right. Well, my second guess is usually wrong.
Okay.
No, your second guess was right.
All right, he didn't get it.
Skip
Scott,
your first guess and go right to your
that's
second.
That's what I keep telling him.
All right, Scott, what is it?
La Cuenta, por favor, is check, please.
There you go.
A check. See, I never pay.
There he goes.
I never pay.
All right, so Malibu Dan down a couple $100 already.
He's down $300.
Down $300 already. Boy,
I wasn't feeling very smart today.
Okay. All right, Robert in Costa Mesa, you're on with the monkey. You got a question?
Yes. I'm going to give you a phrase, probably the most important thing to know in Spanish.
Uh-oh.
El niño no es mío.
Look, I'll make this a $200 bonus question.
Wait a minute, you know what? I think we can even shorten it and just go with El Nino. All right, what's the difference between El Nino and El Nina?
Well, one's male and one's female.
Well...
A boy and girl.
And what's the boy and what's the girl?
Well, Nino is boy and Nina is girl.
All right, well, there you go. Yeah,
John, 200 bones?
Es inteligente.
Well, what was the 200 bones?
Okay, I owe $100. Thank you, by the way, for playing that. That makes it
all right,
great.
Let's talk to Martin.
Raise the cost.
Martin in Sylmar, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You're on with the monkey.
Hello, boys.
Hey.
And also, the difference between a flauta and a taquito is a corn tortilla, where a flauta is a flour tortilla.
Oh.
But didn't I say that?
No, you didn't. All right, go ahead. You got a question for him, Martin?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
You got a question for him?
Yeah, I do. Okay, what kind of fruit or vegetable makes up guacamole?
Oh,
that's too easy.
Are you going to give me any cash for that?
That's so simple.
What makes up guacamole?
Avocado.
There you go.
Inteligente.
All right. But he's going to have simple questions. They're all going to be tough questions. Stump the monkey.
That is ridiculous.
You can't have it your way all the time, Sam.
What do you mean? You got it. I'm just saying.
All right.
You're even.
Simple Spanish, either trivia or terms.
I have a question.
You got one? For excellent.
I believe.
Okay.
When do we celebrate Mexican Independence Day?
Ooh.
Oh, well, Cinco de Mayo.
Which is when?
The 5th of May.
Oh,
right.
Yes. Good question.
All right.
He's on his way back.
Actually, I was surprised.
Yes. Bounce back.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, we're right. Up 100, Melvin.
Excellent.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. When it comes to immigration.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What did you say? Uh-oh?
Yeah. I'm in trouble with this. Go on.
Some major politician offered the people who are in this country illegally the right to stay if they pay a fine. And if they paid some back taxes.
Who was that person?
And it was called an amnesty bill, but a lot of people don't think it's amnesty. But who was that person?
That would be Mr. Bush, the president.
Yes. All right. Yeah. That is correct.
Chango es inteligente.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Taking some ginkgo biloba.
Who is the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, first and last name pronounced correctly?
Antonio Vieira Regosa.
Wow. Right. Inteligente. Yeah.
Who actually is not on one of my good lists. I'm not really,
really?
For that guy.
Well, you have an S list?
I do have a little bit of a list.
Por qué?
Well, what?
Por qué, Malibu?
Next question.
All right. Who is the current governor of the state of New Mexico that just endorsed Barack Obama?
Oh, is that the guy that called Hillary and told Clinton that he's out?
Yes.
Of his,
of
her campaign.
Well, no, he just said he wouldn't endorse her.
Right. You know what, man? His names are on a pretty big blank, but I knew who it was. I just don't know the guy's name.
Well, that would be part of.
Well, he told you everything but his name.
Well, since you guys,
what's his last name?
His last name only.
Is it like a Jewish name, like Lieberman?
Yes, it's very Jewish. Yes. Chaim.
In keeping with the topic of the questions tonight.
Right.
Is it like Goldman? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You know New Mexico loves the Jews.
Let me ask you this. Is it spelled with a Z? Is there a Z in his last name?
No.
An A?
It's not Wheel of Fortune.
You're dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant, and barren of any ideas. Get off.
He actually doesn't have like a real traditional Spanish name.
No.
Oh, well, okay. Then none of your hints have helped me at all.
It's Governor Flauta. All
right. His first name is Bill.
Bill. Well, I mean.
Just guess a last name.
And I'll give you.
Okay.
I'll give you two of the three syllables in the last name. I still don't think you'll get it.
All right.
Bill Richard.
Sin.
Okay.
Bill Richardson.
All right. You don't get any credit for it, but you got it.
Oh, it is Richardson?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, no, look, I'm just glad I got it. You can keep your mind.
Have you never heard that name before?
Yeah.
No, you know what? I know the news story. I've proven to use three that I know the news story.
Three, yes.
But I just didn't recognize the name. Besides, he's going to be old news once. I mean, come on. New Mexico? No one's in New Mexico.
Right? Fair enough.
Right?
The entire state.
Really.
Right.
I know. It was my territory for the last 2 years.
All right. If you have a question for the monkey, he is with us. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Hey, Dan, do you know the capital of Mexico?
Yeah, I was going to ask that question, too.
Oh, okay.
Great question.
Interesting. Worth $100?
Ooh. Yes.
With that look, I give him a million.
You know what?
You change it.
I'm going to say Santa Fe.
That's a great.
That's a good guess.
Is it Taos?
No, we're talking about the capital. I thought the capital
Mexico,
of the country of Mexico.
The country of Mexico.
Not Mexico.
Not the state of.
No, that's not fair.
Okay, the capital of Mexico, the country of Mexico.
Isn't it Mexico City?
Yes. It is.
Do I get it? Because I misunderstood the original question.
I think you
got it. You absolutely got it.
All right, Stump the Monkey, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Malibu Dan is with us, Stump the Monkey, also Sam Simon, and Jay Kogan. If you have a question, anything Spanish for Malibu, we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Django es estúpido.